Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some farm bill selection tips, along with updating all of our educational programs for the extension calendar for the upcoming new year. But first, for today's Did You Know, that in the January garden calendar, with this seasonably warm weather, gardeners can get outside and prepare their yards and gardens for the upcoming spring growing season. For spring flowers, get unplanted spring bulbs in the ground as soon as possible. Start seeds throughout the winter, depending on the growing requirements, and make sure that we water fall planted perennials to prevent dry soil conditions and replace the mulch layers. For our yards, avoid walking on frozen lawns. It may injure the grass. Rake fallen leaves that have piled up in the yard to prevent suffocation of grass. Scatter snow instead of piling it up in the lawns next to the driveways and walks. On our trees and shrubs, allow ice to melt naturally from the limbs. Do not use water to melt the ice or attempt to knock it off. When pruning, prune storm-damaged limbs quickly to reduce the damage and the prevent of tearing the bark, but avoid the temptation to prune on a warm day. You'll prevent further damage. Bring twigs of flowering trees and shrubs indoor to force blooms. Water fall-planted trees and shrubs when soil is dry but not frozen, and watch out for the rabbit damage to the bark of trees and shrubs. Remember, we can always use this time to clean and repair garden tools during the winter. Sand and seal tool handles to prevent splinters. Apply brightly colored paint to handles. It makes it easier to spot in a garden. And keep bird feeders and water supplies filled for our feathered friends. In my farming news, I just wanted to let you all know that I have a PowerPoint developed to use in answering questions about the 2018 Farm Bill. Farmers have until March 15th to make their decision on their selection of PLC or ARC County for their crops. Call me or stop by my office, and you can have any of your questions answered about the Farm Bill. In my extension calendar, with just a couple more programs left in our 10-part Zoom series for landowners with small acreage in agriculture, our next Zoom program will be January 21st at 7 p.m. with Dr. Allison Crane, sheep and goat specialist from K-State University, covering sheep and goats. Please visit our McPherson County website or our social media posts for more information on the upcoming or the recordings of past presentations. For all of our Green Thumb and Community Garden members out there, January starts our Master Gardeners educational programs for the spring. Our first program is on January 28th, starting at 7 p.m. We will have Ariel Whiteley Knoll covering houseplants. This will be a Zoom meeting, and we will have a question and answering session following her presentation. One of our most popular K-State Extension publications is here. The 2021 Chemical Weed Control Guide is now available online. This publication provides information related to herbicide effectiveness and some use limitations in our major crops in Kansas. Herbicides should be used in a combination with other weed management practices, including crop rotation, tillage, cover crops, and management practices that enhance crop competitiveness. Available time, labor, equipment, and other costs, as well as the type of weeds and areas infected, need to be considered when planning a weed control program. Hard copies of this publication are in our office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish you a safe and happy Friday.